election. The 90-minute debate will be moderated by Bob Schieffer of CBS News. Schieffer has listed five subject areas and has devoted more time to the Middle East and terrorism than any other topic. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's.
You get 10% rewards, right?
And you get to help your favorite causes.
How does it work?
Sign up with your Macy's card and shop away. You'll get a great rewards card and Macy's will donate to charities.
Sounds great. Thanks for sharing.
Charge $25 to your Macy's credit card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. Go to Macy's or Macy's.com/thanks to enroll in Thanks for Sharing. 10 years of making magic at Macy's.
Friday was a bad day for investors. IRN USA White House correspondent Connie Lawn reports.
Friday was a bad day for the stock market. The Dow Jones plunged 205 points, one of the sharpest drops in months. Several large popular companies led the fall. This bad news came on the 25th anniversary of one of the biggest one-day losses ever. There was also mixed news on the unemployment front. These developments could have a negative impact on the Obama campaign. Connie Lawn, IRN USA News, Washington.
The government is moving to dismiss dozens of baggage screeners at Newark Airport, and a union is contesting the government's attempts. Correspondent Warren Levinson has more on the story.
The Transportation Security Administration wants to fire 25 Newark Airport baggage screeners for improperly screening bags. The employees' union says it will contest the action. The TSA says the screeners were caught on video not opening every bag that went through a special luggage room. Peter Winch of the American Federation of Government Employees says what the video doesn't show is that some of those were already cleared bags that weren't supposed to be opened.
They're definitely protecting the public, and they're being caught up in a very unfortunate catch-22 situation.
The cameras were installed in the first place because of theft problems at Newark, but no theft was caught on camera.
That's correspondent Warren Levinson reporting from New York. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jordan Hooker.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill, guaranteed to deliver real results? Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now, 1-800-940-5467. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now, 1-800-940-5467. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-940-5467. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-940-5467.
The opinions and information provided on tonight's show are those of the guest company solely and are not necessarily the opinions of Business Talk Radio nor Stu Taylor. We do not warrant nor guarantee the accuracy of the statements made by the guests on the show and strongly recommend that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on the companies and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on the show pay a fee to appear on the program and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. All shows are streamed on businesstalkradio.net. We are coast to coast, and I am delighted to have us joining directly from Hong Kong. So we've got a time gap here. A gentleman, Ernest Leung, who is the CEO of a company with a tremendously interesting story. I'm going to have him tell you all about it. And the company is Network CN. Its mission is to become a nationwide leader in providing out-of-home advertising in China. And he'll talk all about it. I want to give you the company website, though. It is N, as in nothing, although in this case it's something, ncnmedia.com, ncnmedia.com. And welcome to the show. It's great to have you on from Hong Kong, Ernest.
Hi, good evening.
All right. To talk a little about your company. Now, you're publicly traded. Where are you traded, and what's the symbol?
We traded in the last in the OTC market, and the symbol is NWCN, nwcn.ob.
Okay, nwcn.ob. And
yes.
What about the company? You're featured in Hong Kong. What's your mission? What do you do?
Basically, we are doing the major focus on the outdoor media business in China. Although our office in Hong Kong, but we also have an office in Shanghai to handle the business in China, and I travel to there almost every 2 weeks.
All right, and what is it that your company does? You're involved in the advertising business. Can you be more specific?
Okay, basically what we're doing right now is we try to do the media network business in throughout China, which mainly on the outdoor mega billboard and also the mega LED advertising billboard, and in China, particularly right now, we have more focus in the Shanghai, because we believe that Shanghai is the commercial center for China, and that's why 2 years ago we relocate our head office in China from Beijing to Shanghai. What we try to do that doing right now is the network of the roadside LED digital video panels, a mega-size LED digital video billboard, and the light box in Shanghai cities right now, what we're doing.
All right, you sell advertising airtime as well, don't you?
Yes.
Let me ask you this, Ernest. I want you to allay the fears of people listening in the United States who have a certain perception of Americans doing business with Chinese companies that kind of sends up a red flag, and the result is, uh-oh, I better be careful. Can you alleviate that fear and instill confidence in them that companies like yours are a safe and viable investment?
I believe there is a lot of good company or a lot of well-managed company throughout the world. Of course, there is no doubt that would also happen in China. And I think in China, everyone know that there's a high growth of country, and definitely that will provide a lot of good business opportunity for the company to develop their business, and also would provide a good return or to the shareholders. That's why we try to do from that respect.
Joining us is Ernest Leung. I want to give you the name of the company again. It's a company you should take a good look at. It's Network CN. They're a nationwide leader in China in providing out-of-home advertising in China, and primarily serving the needs of branded corporate customers. And they sell advertising airtime to their customers directly. Huge revenue potential. The website is ncnmedia.com. I want to give out a phone number. If you have any questions about the company, the symbol NWCN.OB, it's 800-888-877. Is that correct? Are we missing a number here?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. So this is a number in China, because it looks like it's one digit short. It says 800-888-877.
Right. 800-888-877.
Okay, and you can call that number and get information, or you can go directly to the website and track it that way, ncnmedia.com. Could you go through some of the numbers of the company, where the stock is trading, outstanding shares, market cap, debt, burn rate? Give us all the significant numbers that investors would be interested in.
Okay, the company is incorporated in 1993, which at that time under the name called EC Capitals Limited. It's the company, which is headquartered in Hong Kong. And throughout those years, the company was operating in different business and under different management teams. Between 2004 and 2006, the company operated under the name called Data Travel Group, which primarily engaged in the provision of the management service in hotels and resorts in China. But during the 2006, the company changed its name to Network CN Inc. In order to better reflect is because we have set up a new vision, which to build a nationwide information entertainment network in China throughout its business in travel network and media network. And the share issue at outstanding right now is 97,045,008 shares. And the market cap is around 25 million, roughly, right now. In 2010, the company go for restructuring, which we relocate our headquarters in China from Beijing to Shanghai, which we are more focused on the outdoor media business. And in 2001, the restructuring was completed. And we reduce our operating expenses and structure of our PLC operation. And also we have only maintained concession right contract to operate around 52 roadside advertising panels in Shanghai at that time. And beginning this year, we also signed some contract which to operate two mega-sized traditional advertising billboards, which are located in the downtown of Shanghai. And right now, our new division, basically what we are focus from LED media and have actively explore a new potential media project in order to provide a wide range of media and advertising services and improve our financial performance.
Ernest, could you?
Yes.
No, go ahead. I'll continue. Finish, and then I'll go ahead.
Okay. Instead of what we just tried to obtain the right to operate the panel only, we also started to provide a new advertising service, including design the whole advertising media of the site or area or buildings.
You're still continuing that. I thought you were finished.
I'm finished, yes. And right now last week we signed an agreement with exhibition center in the Zhuhai, which we have the exclusive right to maintain, manage, and operate the advertising panel in that centers, which is a quite a good start for us to move in that direction. We've designed all the advertising billboard within the premises.
I want to ask you, Ernest, how would you describe your overall business model in terms of strategic alliances, acquisitions, partnerships, and joint ventures? Can you tell us?
Basically, we work very closely with some of the policy government, which under the Ministry of Commerce, which they would operate a lot of the advertising convention exhibition center throughout China.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back. I'll have you pick it up, and then we'll find out about why NWCN is poised to make a move.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class, and one day I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them the long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted...
And no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats.
But the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
Says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. It'll go in.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727.
Hurry into your local Chevy dealer today and get a great deal on a brand new 2012 Chevy. Right now, during Chevy Truck Month, you can take advantage of great pricing on a Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, or Traverse. Be sure to hurry in while supplies last.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to GEICO, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Taylor back with Equity Strategies. Ernest Leung joining us. He's the Chief Executive Officer and Chairperson of the Board of the company since 2009. The company specializes in signs in Hong Kong. It's Network CN. The website is ncnmedia.com. Take a look at it. And I'd like you to continue. We hit that break there, Ernest, but if you could continue to talk about your business model, and then we'll talk about why you're poised to make a rather dramatic move right now.
Okay, maybe I'll talk about the exhibitions business in China. In recent years, China exhibition industry sustains rapid and healthy development. Around 20% of annual every annual growth of the exhibition area. At the present, over 115 large and medium-sized exhibition hall and more than 300 square meters of indoor exhibition space in China, which organize over 7,000 various exhibitions throughout the years. We think that is a good opportunity for us to move into that area because at this moment, we don't see any competitor is focused in that particular area. That's why we think that will provide good opportunity for us to focus on that particular area at this moment. And also throughout our connections, which built in the last couple of years, I think that will be a plus for the company to focus on that particular area at this moment.
All right. To talk about some reasons why your company is ready to make a dramatic move forward.
Okay. Right now, as I say, we just signed a contract with the Exhibition Center in Zhuhai. And right now, under there's a few projects which are under negotiations. And those projects, which is the biggest exhibition center of the world, and the deal is jointly built through the cooperation between the Minister of Finance of Commerce of PLC and the Shanghai Municipal People's Government. So that be completed 2015, and that is one of the projects we are negotiating right now. And apart from that, there's three exhibition centers in Shanghai under negotiation. And hopefully we will have some solid result before the end of this year. So that will be a really, really substantial movement for the company. And that would contribute a good revenue for the company in years down the road.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you, why don't we get to your revenue forecast? Do you have any idea where it might be?
For this year, as you say, we just still are moving to that direction, so the revenue will not be excited. But in the next year, 2013, we expect that the revenue will grow to 7 to 8 million. US, and then the 2014 will grow to 8.5, but 2015 will grow to would double the revenue to close to 16 million.
Ernest Leung joining us. So basically, you've really undergone a restructuring and an entirely new direction, haven't you?
Yes, we did in the last 2 years.
What do you assess the potential market is in China? Because you have to realize people listening in the United States, although we have listeners around the world on the Internet, those listening in the United States would like to get some kind of an idea about what the potential is in the market of out-of-home advertising in major cities throughout China.
I think that is not yes. I think if they talk about the business, I think that is a tremendous growth for the advertising business, particularly outdoor. Before, most of the advertising would be focused indoor, but since 2006.
Ernest, point out the revenue stream as well as merger candidates that you ascertain will ensure growth for NWCN.
Yes, I think we are continuing to searching the merger target and looking for a good company or project for acquisitions. But recently we found that it is too risky and expensive merger or acquisition as it due to the merge target ask for much higher PE and uncertainties in maintaining business growth after the takeover. So that's why we are more focused on the new project, which we started from the day one, like with how to design, and also what kind of media we use, like the LED or the traditional billboard. And then we also have the exclusive right to find the customer to buy the airtime of the panels. I think the profit margin would be much higher than we are looking for the merger target or acquisitions.
How do you project your growth in terms of selling advertising time to your customers as opposed to installing these roadside LED digital video panels and these billboards? Where will the bulk of the revenue come from, and where does the greatest potential lie?
I think the growth mainly come from the new project under negotiations, and the potential for the revenue, the profit, because all those project under negotiation, basically for the EBITDA is pretty for investment is not as much what we try to buy the concession right of the billboard or the LED panels through other companies, and we only spend money on the design and also for the marketings. And normally the profit margin for that kind of thing would be up to 80% of what we're spending.
All right. I want to thank you very much for joining us. It's been a pleasure. Ernest Leung, and the company is, as you've listened to it, Network CN. It's been a pleasure having you on.
Thank you, Stuart. It's really my pleasure to introduce my company to the investor in the U.S. And hopefully the people over there have a better understanding of the corporate in China. And
okay.
There is a lot of good potentials.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, I want to thank you very much. Ernest Leung. The company is Network CN. This is Stu Taylor.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
$10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Attention homeowners. If your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message.
If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I called him.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's tires on demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Back. Coming up next will be Patricia Aberdeen, Conscious Money, and then in hour number two from Hong Kong. We're doing a lot here. Beijing. It was Hong Kong in our first hour from Beijing. Keith Wong, along with Norm Klein, eBig Corporation, counting the days, and then I'll do a little bit of a monologue on what happened at the debate number two. But I am delighted to have joining us right now Alexander Montague, who established Montague Law, focusing on intellectual property law, international commercial transactions, and a new media commercial and corporate law. He's got JD with honors from Harvard Law School. His undergraduate degree is Princeton, summa cum laude, and additional degrees from the University of Cambridge, where he received double first-class honors. So I think based on that bio, I'm going to believe what he tells me. The book is Intellectual Property, Money and Power in a New Era. It is the 2012 edition in paperback, Thomson Reuters Westlaw. And what I want to say to people out there listening, this book is a tremendous investment for you because there are so many questions and so many ambiguities about what should be done and what should not be done with copyrights, trademarks, and patents. And everybody's looking, gee, where can I get the information? This, I would consider the Bible. And it's just a pleasure to have you on, Alexander.
Thank you very much. And thank you for that welcome.
Well, it's sincere. We all go through periods where we're considering such things, and I wish I had this book a number of years ago. But let's open up by asking, just for the general public, who is the book for, and when is it appropriate to go about getting a patent, a trademark, or a copyright?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And, you know, I wrote the book for non-specialists, meaning the book is really written for anyone that has a stake in today's economy. And that doesn't just mean a business stake, but even a personal stake, because even for those of us who don't run a business, who don't work, we go on Facebook, we use the internet. So we have a stake by virtue of just interacting with other people. And so what's really happened here is that, you know, we've got this tremendous technology and innovation, and so you've got software systems and the internet, and so they're driving a new globalization. And this has really created tremendous opportunities, but it's also brought the intellectual property law to the forefront of our legal system.
Well, we're seeing it in the news, whether it's Bloomberg, CNBC, your local newspapers, just about everywhere, these humongous lawsuits with so much at stake. You know, you get Apple. That should have you maybe dwell on it through, but I'm going to throw out the names of that are in the news all the time. Microsoft, Apple, Google, Samsung, and maybe that big link between Apple and Samsung, which should be worth talking about. With all this new technology and with everything at stake, it's become almost a landmine, and it seems like the only survivors can be those with big, deep pockets.
Actually, it is a landmine, but I don't think that the survivors are necessarily the people with deep pockets. The survivors are people who actually ask three questions early on in their business. The first question is, what have I done to protect my intellectual property? What have I done not to step onto someone else's intellectual property? And what have I done to monetize my intellectual property? People who ask themselves those questions early on and answer them are likely to be the survivors. The ones who don't are likely to fail.
All right, so you're talking perhaps, when I say a small investment, considering what's at stake in a lot of cases, it is worth that small investment because the dollars can really accumulate. I mean, for example, how expensive can a patent infringement case amount to? I mean, enormous dollars, right?
Enormous. See, here's the thing. A patent infringement lawsuit can be about $5 to $10 million in legal fees. But this is about who comes on top in this economy. So think about a company like Facebook. I mean, I don't know if you saw the movie The Social Network.
Yes, I did.
But, you know, Facebook started off as an idea not such a long time ago. And now the market value of this company exceeds some of the biggest names of the 20th century. Now, what is Facebook? The entirety of Facebook is intellectual property. And if you remember from the movie, the Winklevoss brothers claimed that it was theirs. It was their idea. But guess what? The Winklevoss brothers had not asked themselves those three questions. What have I done to protect my intellectual property? And therefore, they lost in the lawsuit against Mark Zuckerberg.
This type
of thing is happening all over. I mean, I have another example of in my book.
Please.
The Bratz doll case. Do you remember the Bratz doll? It was a doll that was sold at one point. It had sales of about $1 billion a year.
I vaguely remember that case, and certainly it rings true when you mention it.
Yeah. So this was a guy who had been an employee at Mattel, and apparently he came up with a concept at home at night, and then he moved over to another company, Universal Toys, and they manufactured it, and then Mattel and Universal got into a big litigation over the ownership of the Bratz doll. The ownership question turned on those drawings and the intellectual property rights in those designs. And there was $100 million in legal fees on each side and several trips up to the California Court of Appeal before, you know, we had a decision and eventually Mattel lost. So again, what have I done to protect my intellectual property? What have I done not to step onto someone else's intellectual property? And once you've answered those questions, then you can ask yourself, how can I monetize my valuable intellectual property?
Alexander Montague joining us with a really important book, Intellectual Property, Money and Power in a New Era. Thomas Reuters, Westlaw. Sumner Redstone, of course, famously said, content is king. It's proving to be more and more true today. Who did? This is just a generic. Who determines who owns what? I mean, how complex is it in terms of making that determination? You just gave an example of how the preparation should take place regarding Facebook. But in general, can you answer that question?
Yes, I can answer that question. Generally, in terms of content and things like that, books, it's the person who invents it, who comes up with it, who owns it. So if you write a book, you own the copyright to the book. Sumner Redstone owns a company called Viacom. I started the company as the CEO of Viacom.
He's very litigious.
Yes, and guess what? Viacom is in a litigation right now to shut down YouTube. Right? Viacom has gone to court and said that the majority of the videos on YouTube that belong to Viacom are pirated. They're being displayed without a license. And that litigation is actually ongoing. Viacom lost the first round, but then on appeal won, and it's now back before the trial court. So the interesting thing about content on the Internet, Stu, is really in the next decade what we're going to see, and we've already seen some, is the question, who is going to pay for the substantial cost of policing content on the Internet? Is it going to be the Internet service providers as the content owners want, or is it going to have to be a mixture? Are the content owners going to be paying some of that cost? And here's how it comes up. It comes up in the case of Viacom and YouTube, where Viacom says YouTube has to police its website, and any time that anything sniffs of being pirated, it should take it down. It shouldn't allow access to it. And YouTube just says, I can't do that. What YouTube is saying is, we have a notice and takedown provision where if Viacom goes and checks and lets us know that this is pirated, then we'll take it down. And I think we're gradually moving towards that standard. And it's not just in the case of music and videos. It also happens in the case of brands. We had the same case with Tiffany suing eBay, claiming that 75% of the merchandise on eBay branded Tiffany are counterfeit. And what the court turned around and said in that case is that, no, it's not up to eBay proactively to remove those. But these are two different approaches, and the costs are very different. And, you know, the battle here is still very much raging. We don't have ultimate decisions. And remember that it's also global.
All right. I wish we had more time. Intellectual property, a million questions I never got to. Intellectual property, money and power in a new era. Alexander Montague, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class, and one day I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them the long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted...
And no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats.
But the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
Hurry into your local Chevy dealer today and get a great deal on a brand new 2012 Chevy. Right now, during Chevy Truck Month, you can take advantage of great pricing on a Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, or Traverse. Be sure to hurry in while supplies last.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
I'm going to talk a little bit about the debate number two. I'm going to talk a little bit about it this hour and a little bit about it next hour. You probably wonder why I don't just talk about the whole thing this hour. It's because I don't want to end up taking a Rolaid or an aspirin. And it comes down to a couple of things. Number one, the reality of the debate is not predicated and should not be predicated on presentation skills. You can debate this all the time. Obama's he's a good debater. It's nice if you possess the facts when you debate. He also is someone who reads a teleprompter very well. But more importantly, he's someone with no experience in business, no experience in foreign policy, and no experience on the economy and jobs. And we all saw the jobs report came out this week. It was up again, I think, to 388,000. If you wanted to make a list, I don't want to get off the track here. Perceptions are everything. And when you hear me say that when one gives a speech, and I do a lot of public speaking, 80, 90% is not content. It's how you move yourself, how you position yourself, how you posture yourself, eye-to-eye contact, ability to project, to show emotion. But when it comes to a political debate, and people say, well, I'm not going to vote for this guy because he's a lousy campaigner. And Romney isn't a lousy campaigner. He's just not as, I don't believe he's as sleazy as Barack Obama. And I think the difference is most politicians are forced to change their position. Otherwise, they'll never get to where they want to go. But there's a difference between changing your position and lying. And I'm not going to list the number of lies that Barack Obama made. And I'm making an assumption that they're lies. They're lies because when you're on the David Letterman show and you're asked, well, what's the difference when you took office between the deficit and the debt? I can't remember. And he says, I don't know. I would consider that a lie because I think somebody in the eighth grade with the media that we have out there would know the difference. So my concern is not that Romney lost the second debate. I don't believe he lost the second debate on content because energy alone, he buried Obama. I mean, I was ready to go through the TV set. He won it on taxes. He won it on unemployment. He won it on women. Do you know that 18%, that the women in the Obama administration make 18% less than they do outside in the regular workforce? So unless you're in control of the facts and you understand what the facts are, you're going to be at a huge disadvantage because you're going to see what they want you to see. I know you're going to say, who's they? But if this was controlled by the left-wing media with Candy Crowell, it'll be controlled by leftist Bob Schieffer. Jim Lehrer was fine, and I just say, my God, please bring back Tim Russert, because even though he was slightly left-leaning, he always did his interviews in an objective way. So I listened to the results, and the fact that it becomes contagion. See, it's a form of contagion when George Will, for whom I'll always respect, but I don't have the respect that I used to have, and Charles Krauthammer, which is shocking to me, who's maybe right up there at the very top, has to make the statement that Obama won this on points. Obama didn't win this on points. Obama won this, if he indeed won it, with the results of a CNN USA poll on the basis of what was projected as liberal bias in the media. Because I could go up and down the line, and I only have a short time to do this. But I did something I don't often do. I took notes on the entire debate. And when I finished with the notes and did the check fact, I don't mean to brag. I didn't really have to do the fact check. I didn't really have to do a lot of the fact check because I know a lot of the numbers are out there. But some of them just blatantly stand out. And a lot of the statements stand out, like energy, offshore permits cut by 63%, onshore one-third. The fact that Obama stands up and says we're producing more oil and gas than we ever did. Yeah, because it's on private land, not publicly subsidized land. Believe me, if he had his hook in private land, we wouldn't be doing it. When Obama makes the statement that he is moving forward and creating jobs, and what did he say, 5.3 million jobs? Well, he doesn't talk about the number of jobs that were lost, which is basically a wash. But when you say jobs created or saved, nobody knows what that means. Every single statistic that you have heard me throw out here on this show, whether it's in regard to 23 million unemployed, 46 million on food stamps, up from 34 million, GDP on jobs. Here's a big one. I talked about jobs a minute ago. The job rate or the unemployment rate fell for the first time in 43 months, the month before the election. It's coincidental as can be, isn't it? Sorry, I support Jack Welch and all of those who talk about the system being rigged. This does not calculate to a GDP growth rate, which is 1.3% when it should be 4% to 5%. Up and down the line about reducing taxes, energy, a jobs plan. Mitt Romney talked about creating 12 million new jobs in a five-point plan. Obama came around and said it's really a one-point plan. Obama has a zero-point plan. Romney's actually got a five-point plan. I see this as analogous, and I see it as a case of someone who's accomplished everything as governor of Massachusetts, Bain, creating businesses, having companies flourish. Companies always fail in bankruptcy. What he's done with the Olympics as a humane individual, a philanthropic individual with a perfect family who's donated tons of money to charity and served as a missionary. He finally got to say it. It's because he's modest. It's because he's humble. As opposed to someone who stands there all day and says, Osama bin Laden is dead and General Motors is alive. Well, Osama bin Laden is partly a function of the Bush administration. And does he want to tell you that he timidly accepted the advice of Valerie Jarrett three times before he finally had the guts to proceed and make a decision, probably at the prompting of Hillary Clinton? I hate to give her a compliment. Does he tell you that General Motors is primarily owned by the unions, that the taxpayer is owed $25 billion, that the GMAC, the funding arm, is $15 billion in debt? Does he tell you that the stock bankruptcy that Romney advocated, then Barack Obama, and that it is likely to go bankrupt again? So you tell me where the strength of this president lies. Remember, an asset sheet, a liability sheet. This is like a grand slam home run for Mitt Romney. I'll talk about some details more in hour number two.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially released.